Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 162. 162 weeks of us bringing you all the stories that Microsofties are talking about. Email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, even the old phone. And hopefully commenting about. And last week, you know, we did a little experiment of sorts where we really wanted to see how many lurkers, maybe, were out there watching but not commenting. We're trying to boost up the amount of comments we got. And I'm going to have to say, Paul, pretty successful little experiment as our comments went kind of through the roof. Triple the
number. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot.
A lot of them were from you, Paul. So I don't know if that counts.
But number one troller.
You took the time to go in and reply to many of the people individually, which I'm going to do. Haven't done that yet. But it's good to see that there are a lot of people out there who are willing to comment if, you know, sort of given the right justification to do so. So what I think that we should do to keep this interactivity and this conversation going.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Is pose a question every week, maybe like a poll or something, where we ask them to give us their feedback or on a particular topic or like a multiple choice question or something, so we can really sort of gauge the temperature and get to know our people more intimately. Paul?
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. I mean, I think I had that idea about a year and a half ago, but you know, it's good to know that we're finally getting on the popping off the stuff from the queue.
That's right.
And so, I mean, there is another perspective. Mike Greenway commented in the last episode saying, "Comment? You two cover the subject so completely that there's nothing left to say." So I mean, it's kind of hard.
That's true. That's true. But then again, if they don't comment, you can always give us the 5-star rating. That too warms the cockles of my soul. You
sure.
know.
It's any type of engagement, like either positive or negative for me. Like, I just like knowing that we're not playing to an empty room.
Right. Yeah. Basically, we're just like little puppies who need attention, pretty much. Right. Like, just pet us and let us know you're there. Even if you're kicking us, we'll still wag our tails.
Exactly. And there were also some other people that left somewhat concerning comments. D Polera 65 said, "Hey, where did my last comment go? There must be a bug in the comment section. I wonder if the thousands of other people leaving comments here have noticed the same problem."
That's probably what it is.
Either that, or I think this guy might be just trolling us and having us investigate a non-existent problem, but we'll see.
I think somewhere in cyberspace, there's probably thousands, if not millions, of Ping comments that never made it to the page because of a bug, but really, they're out there, as probably the view count's probably really much higher, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think the view count is probably in the Gangnam levels, maybe, you know, a billion views.
Probably.
And just millions and millions of comments.
I think so. So at the end of this episode, we're going to ask you guys a question, and hopefully you'll be willing to share your thoughts with us, and you'll comment, and we'll keep this sort of, make this a trend where we get 50-plus comments a week. What do you say?
I'll add my phone tag in.
All right, let's start the show. All right, Paul, so here at Channel 9, or Microsoft, really, I'm surrounded by software developers, right? I work with devs all day long, constantly, nonstop, with the developers. No, it's awesome. And, you know, they're constantly trying to get me to develop apps. And I realize now that Microsoft is making app development so easy that for all the years that people have said no, or I can't do it, or it's not my thing, or just where would I start, they've made it every year, it seems, more and more simple, and they've furthered this sort of goal here by making it more simpler by creating this website called Touch Develop, where you don't even have to install programs anymore. Like, you don't have to install Visual Studio or whatever. It's a web-based program that actually lets you develop applications for Windows 8 right there. It couldn't get any easier.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only easier way would just be to tell someone else your idea and be like, "Make this for me."
that's what I've done previously.
Yeah,
that's why I have you.
Yeah. Shameless plug. If you need apps built, you can pay me lots of money, and I will build them for you.
Right.
Yeah, so the Touch Develop web app is really interesting. It comes out of Microsoft Research, and it allows a lot more dragging and dropping and template-based programming. So you're not actually going through and writing lots of lines of code yourself and having to worry about a lot of syntax issues. And you can essentially just drag and drop these little containers that have, you know, output of one going into the input of another and stitching them together.
I mean, it's basically the IKEA instructions of building. You know what I mean? It's great. And, you know, Ballmer said famously, you know, developers, developers, developers. And it's obviously clear that we're trying to make the world develop software for us. I mean,
The latest, you know, we're always hearing these quotes that software is eating the world, and every business that does not actively apply technology will be soon disrupted by someone taking software and having it meet the intersection of all these different areas. And while I think this is really interesting, and I'm very surprised by the number of apps that have already been created using this thing and the quality of those apps. For example, there are calculators, there's Sudoku games, there's other, you know, miscellaneous simple apps. I don't think this will seriously move the needle in building lots of quality apps for Windows 8, but I think this is an incredible experiment to potentially include these features into making you know, certain pieces of applications become easier to make, or to introduce the concept of programming to people earlier on in their career so that they would consider building something that's easier and then diving into the deeper details and learning a real native language.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly, personally, I think that's where it's going to be most successful, because it's going to introduce the concept of developing to people who maybe had never tried it before. And then once they get that first satisfaction of like watching the computer do what you tell it to do, you know, like I did used to write programs on my Commodore 128 back in the day, and I remember getting very excited when the screen changed to the color I told it to change to or whatever. So I feel like now with this, people can see how simple it is, how they can make it do what they want it to do, and it's gonna make them, you know, more excited and more likely to go learn how to do bigger and better things.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see where this goes, and I love the notion of Microsoft Research actually releasing some of what they're building so that people like you and me can actually get a hands-on versus just seeing a demo and then 3 to 5 years later see what it actually becomes. So this is a great start.
Right, but if you want to see demos, just check out my TechFest coverage. Okay. So in many years past, I have traveled the world, other Channel 9 employees have traveled the world to cover the Imagine Cup, a fabulous competition. It's called the world's premier student technology competition, with all sorts of fun categories like software design, photography, integrated devices, all sorts of things. I don't have the list in front of me. And in fact, there's a show on Channel 9, I believe it's called Imagine Cup TV, where you can follow all the updates. But we're not talking about exactly that right now. What I want to talk to you about is how wonderful and whole and fulfilling this competition is. Because it's not when you win, you don't just get a trophy. You don't just get a slap on the back and good job, son. They actually provide funding for these teams to take their vision and create actual products.
Yeah, the most recent batch of Imagine Cup grants have been given out. The top placed team got $100,000.
Nice, Paul.
$100,000.
I bet you would like $100,000 for Mythly. Wouldn't that come in handy?
$100,000 for Mythly Studios would be great.
There you go.
You know, it'd be even better. $1 million for Mythly Studios, and I can take half that.
$1 million.
Yeah. So the Imagine Cup this year had three competitions, ranging from games to innovation to world citizenship, and there was also some specific challenges for building Windows 8 apps, Windows Azure apps, Windows Phone apps, and brain games. And then there's also a new category this time around, or a new spin, that there was called the Windows 8 Boost. So anybody that incorporated Windows 8 into their final project if they had won, they would get an additional $1,000 given to their team for the incorporation of Windows 8. So this was a really interesting competition. The people that came in first and second place both had used Windows Phone plus some back-end processing from Windows Azure. So the top place team that got $100,000, they're called Graph Masters, and they do what they call as net load balancing. So what they do is they take data from a lot of these GPS devices, publish it up to Azure, and then they help route cars around in different traffic situations.
Mm-hmm. You know, interesting too is that we just had a hackathon here at Microsoft Campus during the Build conference, and in the hackathon you had to build an app with Windows 8, Windows Phone, and Windows Azure, and several of the top finishing applications combined Windows Phone and Windows Azure. So it's clearly a successful marriage of the two technologies.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone, I mean, if you look at the tech trends, you'll see that, you know, everybody in the world is going to have at least a feature phone, if not a smartphone. And then you look out 10 years from now, and that'll be an incredible smartphone penetration. And those smartphones will want to connect with other devices and be able to have a persistent and ubiquitous storage for all that data. So being able to invest now in a very strongly integrated platform between something like Windows Phone and Windows Azure, I think will be an incredible asset for Microsoft. And just seeing, like, in Imagine Cup, being able to see all these different teams investing in different ways, and, you know, the cream rising to the top seems to have that match in spades.
Yeah, awesome. So if you are a student, check out more information on the Imagine Cup website, which is linked to here. And get out there and get building, because this, like I said, it's not only the motivation to win a prize, travel the world, but it's essentially setting you on the path towards being an entrepreneur, as we're going to fund, if you win, the project, and you get to see your dreams fulfilled. So who doesn't want that? All right, Paul, so in a very interesting article, which had I not seen it for my own eyes, I would have thought was from, like, The Onion or something. Apparently, the New York Daily News is reporting that a former Microsoft executive is now launching a high-end marijuana retail service. To preface this, marijuana has recently become legal in the state of Washington, although I'm told it's legal to smoke it, or legal to have it, but not legal to sell it. Is that right?
I'm not too familiar with the new legislation. I think it is going to become a regulated industry, so I don't think any random person can just go out and grow their own. But I think you can probably apply for a license. I hope, you know, some of our Niners can let us know what the real legislation is here.
But this guy's dead serious. He's starting a business, and in fact, he claims that his grandfather, Diego Pelletier, sold hemp rope in the late 1800s, and a quote which I adore is, he's like, "So, I've got marijuana in my blood."
Yeah, yeah, and so
you get that,
so,
how he did that with the in the blood. You like that?
Oh, there's all sorts of great things. Like, even in the headline for this, it says former Microsoft manager wants to create a high-end marijuana business.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and too bad Top Pod is already trademarked.
Right, we have Top Pot Donuts here in Seattle. Delicious.
But I find this to be really, really interesting to see how the perception of certain, you know, formerly illegal drugs has changed over the years, going from, you know, it being completely illegal and to have, like, legislation passed, like, back in the Nixon era about, you know, the war on drugs, to it then having the ability to have medical marijuana, and now, you know, individual states like Washington and Colorado are passing it to become regulated businesses. What I'm interested to see is the how the federal government will be responding to this, because while it may be legal in states, I've heard that the federal government actually goes through and has had raids on, you know, individual states for having different marijuana businesses. So this just all seems very, very interesting. And the perception of marijuana, I think, across the U.S. is becoming much more tolerant of the substance.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I'm interested to see if this man strikes it rich. He may already be rich, but I mean, this could be a legitimate business move where he could really rake it in, because I'm sure, as we know, the clientele is there.
Yeah, and so, I think that the
I'm not quitting my day job, but I'm saying for this man.
Yeah, you may have a new coffee break. You know, keep the day job, have some top pot donuts, and maybe something else. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't have the green thumb. Anyway, good luck. Best of luck to Jamin Shively. Shively. All right, and finally, Paul, there is a new campaign out where you can win a brand new Windows phone. And the premise here is you tweet your story of, I guess, malware experience or poor experience if you have a Droid, and you use the hashtag DroidRage and send it in, and they'll be picking some lucky winners to I guess, with the best stories, I suppose. And they'll give him a free phone.
Yeah. This started last year with Ben, the PC guy, and he's had a number of campaigns that have gone viral, from the smoked by a Windows phone campaign to the Droid Rage. He actually did the hashtag Droid Rage last year, and now this year, I guess, Microsoft is now, instead of tweeting it directly from Ben the PC guy, it's become tweeted from the Windows Phone account, which has about 10 or 15 times more followers than Ben the PC guy has. I think it's super interesting to see how corporations are really embracing social media these days, and specifically doing things that involve hashtags or engage certain segments of the community. And clearly it makes more sense in tech versus a number of other industries. But I'm interested to see, how many funny comments there are with hashtag Droid Rage, how many are actually true, and whether there's any backlash against Microsoft.
Oh, I'm sure there definitely will be. I mean, that's what I was going to say, is like, people love to complain about technology. They love to complain about their cell phone service providers. They love to complain about the speed of their internet. People just love to complain about this sort of thing. So we're basically inviting them to do so. Now, granted, I think they specifically want to hear complaints about the Droid, but they're going to get complaints about Windows phones. They're going to get complaints about iPhones. They're going to get it all. And hopefully some of them are valid. If I worked for Droid, I would follow this hashtag and I would see what people are complaining about. It's like free user research for them. They can go in, they can take a note, it's like feedback, and then go fix the things, and they didn't have to do anything. We're basically helping Droid out.
Wow, look at that. That's a very interesting angle.
See that? See how nice we are?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Awesome. All right, everybody, that wraps up this week. Thank you to everyone. Thank you, everyone, for commenting last week. We beg you to comment again this week. In fact, we're going to ask you a question. So we want to hear your thoughts on, are you for or against the legalization of marijuana? Obviously, this conversation was spawned by the article about the executive. So we just want to hear what you think about that. Do not share your nightmare stories about Droid Rage and Windows phones here. Follow the hashtag on Twitter to do that. And other than that, next week should be our Christmas extravaganza. So tune in for that. And Paul, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'll be in Cartagena, Colombia, enjoying a wonderful holiday season.
Why are you going there?
A friend of mine's getting married, and I want to practice my Spanish.
In Colombia.
Sí.
Nice. All right, well, hopefully Paul can stop in from Colombia and join us. And until then, please comment. Thank you so much. Follow me at @alfoy.
@PaulMist.
Two.